This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered an 18-month safe haven to thousands of Hong Kong residents to remain in the United States rather than face repression by being deported to the Chinese-controlled territory. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
This step is one that is meant to ensure we are practicing what we preach in terms of human rights values and ensuring that people who are in this country don't face the ongoing repression that we're seeing in Hong Kong.
Last month, the United States imposed more sanctions on Chinese officials in Hong Kong in response to Beijing's national security law, which China implemented last year, to criminalize what it considers subversion, secessionism, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces. The White House has confirmed that it is considering requiring foreign visitors to show proof of vaccination to potentially restart international travel. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, said Thursday that multiple federal agencies are looking into the possibility.
Foreign nationals traveling to the United States may need to have some type of a vaccine requirement, but that's not a decision at this point. That's one of the paths that's being looked at.
The United States still has no timetable for resuming international travel, given the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The U.S. first imposed travel restrictions on China in January of 2020. Since then, several other countries, including India and many in Europe, have faced similar restrictions. An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. This is VOA News. Ibrahim Raisi, the protege of Iran's supreme leader, has been sworn in as the country's new president. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
An orchestra plays to mark a new chapter in Iran during a ceremony in parliament. Raisi, the former judiciary chief known for his distrust of the West, takes the reins at a tense time. The country is going through crippling sanctions as talks to salvage its 2015 nuclear deal have stalled. In his address, Raisi stressed his embrace of diplomacy to lift U.S. sanctions. He also said he would mend rifts with neighbors, a subtle reference to Sunni rival Saudi Arabia. However, the newly inaugurated president also stated Iran's desire to expand its power as a counterbalance to foes across the region. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the inauguration could create a new start for Iran.
There's a new president that's inaugurated this week, and there's a crossroads set of opportunities.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Japan's government announced Thursday it would expand its COVID-19 emergency curbs to cover more than 70% of the population as a surge in cases strains hospitals in the Olympic host city Tokyo and other parts of the country. Public broadcaster NHK reported on Thursday that new daily COVID-19 cases in Japan exceeded 15,000 for the first time after the Tokyo Metropolitan Government reported a record high of about 5,000 new infections in the capital. Medical advisers to the capital warned the figure could double in 2 weeks. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday asked people to refrain from travel during summer holidays. Declaring the United States must move fast to win the car-making future, President Joe Biden on Thursday touted a commitment from the auto industry to make electric vehicles up to half of U.S. sales by the end of the decade. Biden said that electric vehicles are the future and the U.S. cannot fall behind.
There's a vision of the future that is now beginning to happen, a future of the automobile industry that is electric, battery electric, plug-in hybrid electric, fuel cell electric. It's electric, and there's no turning back.
The president wants automakers to raise gas mileage and cut tailpipe pollution between now and the model year 2026. That would mark a significant step toward meeting his pledge to cut emissions and to battle climate change as he pushes a history-making shift in the United States from internal combustion engines to battery-powered vehicles. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.